a knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you. Where the kisses are
hers and hers and history's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. History's company too. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous. History's company too.
Larry, why are you staring at me?
I can't help it, Laura. I just can't take my eyes off you.
Oh, Larry.
No, no, I mean it. You're beautiful. And it's not just that. I mean, you're so wholesome, so pure, so good.
Oh, Larry, I'm not.
Then how would you like to spend the weekend with me?
What?
Oh, yeah, my boss is letting me use his cabin up in the mountains. Oh, just think of it, Laura. Vast blue sky, soaring redwoods, clean, clear mountain streams, and of course, nature's masterpiece.
Nature's masterpiece?
Yeah, me.
I can't.
Well, why?
Well, you know I'm an actress. I've got to stay near my phone in case someone calls me for a job.
Oh, that's too bad. You know, it would be fun up there at the cabin. Just you and me and Jack Tripper.
Jack Tripper? Well, who's he?
You're putting me on, right?
Huh.
You don't know? You never heard of... I'm talking about Jack Tripper, the famous movie director.
Oh, that Jack Tripper. Well, what's he done lately?
What's he done lately? Oh, Laura. He's been abroad. He is, See, he was in Japan, you know. I mean, he's very big in Japan, and now he's decided to come back to the States, and he is very busy doing commercials.
Commercials? Oh, Larry, I would do anything to be in a commercial. That's how a person gets discovered.
I'll pick you up at noon.
Noon? Oh, Larry, I couldn't possibly be ready by then. I know. You give me directions to the cabin, and I'll meet you there.
Terrific. Laura, there is just one thing, all right? You see, Jack likes to keep a low profile. If he finds out I told you he's a director, he might leave, all right? So don't say anything about being an actress.
Oh, Larry, you don't have to worry about me. I'll play it really cool.
Atta girl, you just save all your heat for me. Jack, will you wake up? I'm still talking.
I hear you. Oh,
Jack, you gotta come up to the cabin with me.
Larry, I have had classes every day this week, and I've been working every night. I got a big exam coming up, and I have got to get some sleep.
Okay, I was just trying to do you a favor. But there's one thing I'm not gonna do. I'm not gonna beg you to come.
Good.
Please, Jack.
No.
Oh, look, an old-fashioned proposal. Larry?
Yeah.
I don't think Jack's ready to settle down yet and have babies.
What's going on?
I'm trying to tell the guy that I am too tired to go hiking up to some crummy little cabin in the wilderness.
Crummy? Now, will you listen to me? My boss calls it a cabin, but what you've got to picture is a big, beautiful chalet. I'm talking about a stone fireplace, a gourmet kitchen.
Boy, your boss's cabin sounds great. How come you don't invite us?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going up there for a weekend.
Well, sure, why not? One of these weekends when the cabin's available, you can be my guest. Buddy, please, please.
Larry, I'm not going camping.
Camping? That reminds me of the time I went to buy myself a sleeping bag.
I don't remember any sleeping bag.
You don't?
No.
Oh, I'll tell you about it.
Oh, Chrissy, that's
okay. It was about a year ago, you know, and I was invited on this camping trip, so I went to Willett's department store, and I saw the cutest sleeping bag. It was red and blue stripes. Jack! Oh, it would have been perfect for you for this weekend. Anyway, that's when I found this cute little pink jumper that was on sale, and of course I needed shoes to go with it, and I looked all over town until I finally found a pair of high heels that were comfortable.
Chrissy, could you get
the shoes were the wrong color, and I had to have them dyed to match the purse I bought while I was shopping for the shoes. And then I needed a blazer.
But the salesman, oh, he was so cute.
Okay.
So you bought a sleeping bag.
No, I didn't. I spent so much money on all these nice clothes, I didn't have anything left for the sleeping bag.
But, Chrissy, you just said you were going to loan it to Jack.
Yeah. Well, I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't. He's not going anyway, so what does he need it for?
Why is she walking like that?
Hi, Janet. How are you?
Do you really want to know?
No.
Oh.
Where's Jack?
Right over there, lying down.
Oh, then we're halfway there. Hi, Jackie boy.
Oh, Lana, hi. Not now, Lana. I'm too tired to talk. I'm just going to go to bed and stay there all weekend.
Oh, how cozy. Well, I'll just drop in every hour on the hour and see that you're all tucked in.
Oh, did I say this weekend? Silly me, I meant next weekend. This weekend I'm going up to the mountains with Larry here. Larry, what time are we leaving for the camping trip?
In 1 hour.
Oh, good. Wake me up in 59 minutes.
You got it.
Goodbye, girls. Bye. I'll see you, Lana.
Oh, Larry! What's your hurry?
Gotta pack.
Oh, would you like company? I love to see a man packing to go away. It reminds me of my three husbands.
Sleepy, tired, sleepy. Bed now.
Isn't this great?
Okay, Larry, no more jokes. Let's go to the chalet.
Cabin.
What?
We're here.
Larry, I'd punch you right in the mouth, only I'm too tired to make a fist.
Now, Jack,
you got some sleep. You won't be so grouchy.
All right, now why don't you go into the bedroom and lie down, all right? Sweet dreams, buddy.
Thanks.
You okay?
Well, I'm awake. And I'm angry. Mr. Fist, meet Mr. Mouth.
Hey, it was an honest mistake, all right?
Hi! Hi, guys.
What are you doing?
Well, you said we could come up sometime.
Yeah, this is the only sometime where we had some time.
Girls, I am terribly sorry, but you can't stay.
What?
You've got to leave.
We can't leave. Our lift left.
What,
Rich? Jim Mahoney was driving to San Francisco and he just dropped us off.
Well, welcome to Larry's paradise.
What? Come on. There's got to be more to it than this.
This reminds me of my grandfather's farm.
Farm?
Yeah, the little house in back of the big house.
Hey, where does this lead?
Oh, that's probably the bedroom.
Oh, great. Let's take a look.
Or a closet.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
I was invited.
Oh, who invited you?
I did.
I should never have let her sit on my suitcase.
Okay.
Now I'm never gonna get any sleep.
Oh, now, dear.
Not now, Ralph.
Laura!
Larry, who are all these people?
Huh? It doesn't matter. Most of them are leaving. Except my friend, Jack Tripper.
Hi.
Hi.
I love a man who loves a good cigar.
Huh?
Big Bandito. And a woman loves a man with the Big Bandito.
What?
A dollar for three, but this one's on me.
I'm going home.
I'll drive you.
No, wait. I think we can work this out.
How, Larry? We have a very big problem here. There are seven people, count them, Larry, seven. And there is one bed. Now, who gets it?
There is only one fair way to decide this.
How?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, precious tiger, but
sit down.
Now, look, there'll be plenty of room for everybody once we've gone. We'll find another cabin with some privacy. Come on, Laura.
Well, I like it here. The scenery takes my breath away.
No, just a minute.
Lana, I hate to throw my macho around. But you give me no choice. Either you come with me, or I'm going back to town alone.
Drive safely.
She's always worrying about me. Okay, Lana, I can take a hint. I'll stay.
Larry, I gotta get some sleep, and it's gotta be soon.
All right, Jack, there is a hammock out back. Why don't you try that, okay, buddy?
Immediately.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Larry, now there are six people in one bed.
All right, Jack, hold on a second, all right? Okay. I just want to get one thing understood here, okay?
Yeah.
This is my cabin, and that means I get the bed.
I get the picture, Larry. Come on, Chrissy. We'll sleep in this tent. Shouldn't we put it up first?
Lana, did it ever occur to you that the man likes to do the biting? I mean, the pursuing? I mean,
Well, you came with Furley. Where is he?
Oh, Furley is off looking for strawberries.
Strawberries?
Well, I love wild strawberries. And I told him if he brought me some that I'd be his snuggle bunny tonight.
A snuggle bunny? But strawberries aren't in season for another 3 months.
I can wait. Be back in a minute.
Pests, flying insects. Hey, if that was bugging you, mister, when your home's infested with ants and cockroaches, just run by the bus, I'll be a distant way to snow, just
Laura.
Still be the time you don't.
Laura. Come on now.
Oh, but
we don't want to bother Jack.
There's another bird.
No, there isn't.
What's she doing, giving away more cigars?
I think the altitude is starting to affect people.
Look, wild strawberries.
Those aren't strawberries, they're blueberries.
Isn't that close enough?
I would do anything for wild strawberries.
Wild strawberries, huh? Okay, you got them. And you be waiting here, because when I get back, I'll be wilder than the strawberries.
Now, where were we, Jackie? Jack? Jackie
boy. Mm-mm, you are gorgeous.
Watch it, Larry. You'll mess up my hair.
if I don't get some sleep soon, I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. Sleepy time, bye-bye, Jackie. Go sleepy time, Jackie.
But you know what your problem is? You're tense. You need to relax. Why don't you take a swim? I mean, there's a stream right down by the trail.
I don't want to swim in a stream. I want to sleep in a bed, but I can't. And you know why, Larry? Because every time I lie down, there's somebody there. Help me, Larry. I need some sleep.
You got insomnia? Lying in bed while counting those sheep. Try new improved shut eye and you'll fall asleep.
Where's that stream?
Just keep walking till you get wet.
Janet, what colors do they like?
What colors do who like, Chrissy?
Snakes. How should I know?
Well, I'm just trying to decide which nightie to wear, the red one or the blue one.
Wear the red one.
Yeah, but I kind of like the blue one.
Well, then wear the blue one. Oh, come on, Chrissy, would you mind helping me put up this tent? Now take this hammer and hammer in that stake and I'll work on the pole, okay?
Okay. I hope they're not like bulls.
Oh.
Snakes.
What?
You know, like when a bull sees red, he charges.
Listen, you don't have to worry. Snakes don't charge, they slither.
Well, you don't have to get mad about it.
Will you just work on that stake, please? You killed it. This rope will never breathe again.
Oh, I'm sorry I killed a rope.
Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling Clementine. You have
left. Jack? Yeah? Did you say Laura?
No, but Larry, you were right about the swim. I feel like $1,000,000.
I tell you so.
Oh, yeah, I can really sleep now. I'm going to go back to the cabin and go right to bed.
Is that so?
Hey, Larry, will you hand me my clothes? Larry! 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 Larry!
Swing on your tree?
Lana!
He loves me?
Lana.
He loves me not.
Lana, he believes, okay?
Lana,
please.
He loves me not.
Lana!
Oh, just when I was getting to the answer. Please, don't tell him where I am. Do me a favor, okay?
Lana, where are you?
Have you seen Lana? Are you kidding?
I'm not going in the bushes with you.
Oh, come on.
Jack?
What?
Are you all right?
No, these bugs are eating me alive. Listen, I gotta come in there and sleep with you girls.
Okay, but no funny stuff.
You won't even know I'm here.
I know you're here. Your elbow's in my nose.
Sorry. Look, let's all lie sideways, okay?
Oh, will there be enough room?
Yeah.
Chrissy, stop it.
I didn't do anything.
Sorry.
Change position.
Oh, come on, Janet.
Ow! Hey, what the? Ow! Jack, would you watch your hand?
My hand?
I thought you were tired.
I'm not that tired.
Oh, you just get out there and sleep with the rest of the animals.
Yeah, under the stars. If you really want to see stars, Jack, try coming back in here.
Chrissy!
What?
Get your elbow out of my nose. Jack! Jackie boy!
Sure, I like you.
Then use me. Please use me.
What's going on here?
Well, Jack, are you going to use me in your next commercial or not?
What commercial?
Well, you are a director, aren't you? Well, you do direct commercials.
I'm not a director, I'm a chef.
What? What is this? You made me make a fool out of myself.
Hey, I'm just as shocked as you are. I have known this man my entire life, and just now I find out he's been lying to me.
What are you talking about?
Oh, shut up, you fraud. Laura, look, why don't we go back to the cabin and rehearse?
Rehearse yourself? I'm going back to town.
Laura, wait a second. Huh? Wait.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, Lana, am I glad to see you. Oh. Unzip me, please.
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
Hi, little man. Oh.
Guess what I've got here for you.
Strawberries? But that's impossible. Where'd you find them?
At the general store down the hill.
Ralph, I never eat strawberries without cream.
That's the way I like them, too. Come on, sweetheart. A deal's a deal.
Now, wait a second. Wait, don't leave me alone.
Alone. With nobody to wake me up.
Sleepy time, bye-bye here. Call a doctor.
Well, no, you don't need a doctor. You just need to sleep.
I need a doctor.
Who'll take care of you?
You know those leaves I wrapped around me?
Yeah.
Poison oak.
Watch! Watch!
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.